We sent messengers as bringers of good tidings and warners, so that mankind will have no argument against Allah after the messengers. And ever is Allah exalted in might and wise.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, now that's more like it. I like this. This is looking good. You guys are all attentive and ready to go. MashaAllah. All I want to talk about in this session that we're having now is this beautiful subject of proof. What is the proof? And so we look to other things for proof too. Now I want to mention something to you about some other prophets, because we're our subject only being proof, so it doesn't really matter which prophet we talk about. But I grew up as a Christian, and I knew a lot about Jesus. Peace be upon him. Well, I know that some Christians, they pray to Jesus, but I ask them a question. Why do you pray to Jesus? They say, because this is a miracle birth. Look, the miracle birth. Look at that. I say, well, did you pray to Eve? It's a bigger miracle, a bone turning into a lady. But you don't pray to her. They said, no. I said, what about Adam? Adam's made from clay, yeah? But you don't pray to him, do you? They said, no. So just because of the miracle birth doesn't qualify the person to be prayed to, does it? So what we want to be careful now, when we're looking through the proof and we understand, yes, the one who's here represents who he says he represents. But at the same time, we don't say he is God. Let's back up now. I don't want you to think again. Let's go back to the telephone company guy at the door. Remember him? Okay. I'm the phone guy. Here's my card. Okay, proved who he is. Oh, my God, he's a telephone. No, he's not a telephone. He works for the telephone company, right? You wouldn't think he's a telephone, would you? He didn't say he was a telephone. He said he was the telephone guy, right? So, I mean, you know, imagine he's got his arm like this. You pick it up. Hello? No, he's not a telephone, right? So, if Jesus didn't say, I'm God, worship me, Moses didn't say, hey, I'm God, worship me. In fact, Moses hated people talking like that, didn't he? That's why he got mad at Pharaoh. Look how Pharaoh said, I'm God, worship me. What happened to him? Oh, we already talked about that. So if anybody said, I'm God, worship me, that's not a prophet. It wouldn't be a prophet, would it? Because prophets all said, there's only one God, worship him. So this helps us to understand some of what's called the proof or the miracles or the signs of the prophets. But the thing I want you to think about here is the proofs that prophets bring. First, they have the same message. Huh? They confirm what other prophets have said. They said, yes, Adam, first prophet is who? Adam. In all languages, we found that out. First, and then the next, and the next, and the next. They always said the same thing. Even Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the same thing. Now it made me think, hold on a second, let me go back again. And I went back to the books again, and I looked, and I looked, and right there. The first commandment I found in the Bible, they have what they call 10 of the commandments. It said, thou shalt not have other gods beside God. La ilaha illallah. I said, oh my God, look at that. The second commandment said, don't make any statues, don't make any images of God. I said, whoa, that's Islam. We don't make any images of God, do we? No. The third commandment they have is another amazing thing. Don't use God's names in a bad way. Don't say God's name in a vain way, bad, you know. Don't do that. Muslims don't do that, do we? No. We do mistakes. We make a lot of sins sometimes, you know. We don't do that. Amazing. Then I got to thinking, let me look through some more scripture. And I found it again in another book, same way. No God except God. In another book, no God except God. Another book in the Bible, no God except God. In another, and another, and another. And then I got into the part where it's about Jesus called the New Testament. I was in there. And I found a really nice somebody asked him, tell us, what is the greatest commandment of all? To ask Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? This is in the book. And I looked. I said, look what he said. The greatest commandment is to know, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. And you have to worship him with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. All your strength, everything is for who? For Allah. Allah. Now, does that make sense to Muslims? Yes, it does. Does that make sense to Christians? I guess so. It's in their book. Does it make sense to the people before them, the children of Israel? It's in their book. So we're finding that all of these scriptures, books, say the same thing. So now we have another kind of proof, the books. Because the books agree. Of course, as we mentioned about the Quran, it's a very special book that we could talk about forever. The beautiful thing about the Quran is we still have it, all of it, in the original form, in the original language. Another thing that I was thinking about these prophets, about their proofs, about their signs, I thought it should be that it would be uniform, exactly the same for each one. They should have something in common, but they should have something different to set them apart. Again, I found it to be true that each prophet had similar things, but each one had something different too. What's amazing is what Allah said in the Quran, that He didn't punish any nation. He didn't punish any nation until He sent a warner to them, somebody who's a messenger, somebody who's going to tell them about what is good and what is bad. And then I got to thinking again. I said, okay, not all the nations are alike, are they? If you're in China, the people there are not like the people who live in India. The people in England are not like the people who live in Africa. The people in South America are not like the people who live in Australia. Everywhere you go, people are different. So it means that the prophets should all be different in some way. And again, the information we have about the prophets is exactly like that. Adam is the first prophet for us. He's the first because he's the first to receive inspiration from Allah. And the inspiration was what? Don't eat the fruit. He ate the fruit. He got in trouble. You remember this story, yeah? I want to ask you a question. Did anybody tell you how big was Adam? If he was the first of all the men, should he be real small or should he be real big?
Medium?
Medium. Or big?
Big.
Who's the biggest, the father or the child?
Father.
The father should be the biggest. And if he's the father of all the human beings, I guess he should be the biggest. Huh?
Big in height or in age?
Yeah.
Are you telling big in height or age?
Ah, you got a good point. In some languages, when you say big, you're talking about age. But in English, when you say big, you're only talking about size. But when you're speaking Arabic, big can also mean age. But I'm specifically talking about his size. How big was Adam? Now there's something else interesting in Islam. In Islam we know that Allah is telling us something about Adam. That after he created Adam, he pulled all of the souls of all of the human beings out of Adam's back. That means you, me, all of us. We were in the backbone of Adam at one time. And then Allah, He pulled all the souls, everybody out when we were just souls. He asked us the question, am I not your Lord? And we all said yes. And then Allah erased that from our mind. Do you remember it? I don't remember it. Do you remember it? I don't remember it. But we believe it. It happened, but we have no memory of it. And in Arabic, nasiya and insan come from the same word, to forget. So a human being in Arabic actually is the word, the one who forgets. Because we forgot about our meeting with Allah, and we forgot we're going to go back to Allah. Now, the subject of coming out of Allah is what I want to mention, because if everybody was in his back, he must have been pretty big. Yeah? Do you think he was 10 meters tall? 20 meters tall? 30 meters tall? How big?
10 meters.
Huh? Bigger. How big? Guess.
50 meters. 50?
Bigger.
50.
100?
Bigger even. You know how big? I want to tell you how big. They measured cubits. Cubits like this. This is like a cubit. Okay? Something like that. And the big old stones that they used to build the big buildings out of, you look at them, they're like one cubit by one cubit by one cubit, and it makes a cube. That's where the word cube, from cubit. So if you imagine, he was 60 cubits. Is that big? Oh, well, I tried to get my tape measure and figure it out and add it up in the calculator, and I said, oh, he would be bigger than a building. He would be taller than a building. Yeah. Yep. He was big. Then I thought, okay, that makes him different, doesn't it? Now, here's something else that happened, though. After he did his bad thing, he ate from the fruit that he wasn't supposed to eat, and he got kicked out of Jannah. Allah put him and the Iblis and Hawa, everybody had to get out, right? What did he do? He made tawbah. What is tawbah? Do you know what's tawbah? No, it's how you get forgiveness. Tawbah means to go back. Did you go down the street sometime and you said, oh, we passed it? We passed it. We have to go back. We have to go back. Tawbah. To go back to Allah and ask Allah to forgive you. So you're right. It leads to forgiveness. How do you say forgive in Arabic? Do you know? When you ask, no, that's how you get there. Remember. When you ask Allah to forgive you, what is the word you say? Do you know how to say Allah forgive me? You know? How do you say Allah forgive me? Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Can you say that? Can you say that? Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Very good. Now, another interesting thing is that I found this is where all the prophets are alike, because they all said Astaghfirullah. If they made a mistake, they say Astaghfirullah. And they told the people, when you do anything bad, say Astaghfirullah. Would you like to know something else that's different? One prophet, he lived for a very long time. A long time. He lived so long. So long. Like more than 100 years. More than 200 years. More than 300. 500. 700. Huh? Noah. Alayhi salam. Wait till you hear this. One time a lady, she came to the Prophet Noah, alayhi salam, and she was crying. What happened? He said. She said, my boy died. Your boy died? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. She said he was so young. How old? 450 years. He said, oh, there will come a time when there will be a prophet whose people will only live to be around 60, 70, like that. She said, what? If I live at that time, I would just stay all the time worshiping Allah. Just put my head on the ground, just worship Allah. That's what I would do. Because you see, back then, people lived a very long time. Long, long time. So you see, prophets were different, but they were the same. Do you understand? Each prophet, he had to come with a message for his own nation or his own people. He had to be from them. And also he had to speak their language. What was the language of the people of Abraham? We didn't talk about Abraham yet. We mentioned about... What's his name, by the way, in Arabic? Do you know?
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim? Is it Ibrahim?
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim. Do you know anybody named Ibrahim?
Ibrahim.
Yeah. And in English they say what?
Abraham.
Abraham. That's Texas way. Say Abraham. Now, in what way is he different? And what way is he alike? Well, the language that he spoke was called Eber. And today we call it Hebrew or a form of Hebrew. But that's what his people spoke, so they knew what he was saying. Now, Prophet Jesus. We'll talk about Jesus. You like Jesus? I love him so much. And the language he spoke is called Aramaic. Aramaic. Aramenia. And his language was understood by his people. They could speak the language. They knew what he was saying. Yeah? By the way, it's very similar to the Hebrew and also similar to the Arabic. Because they come from the same place and the same time. What other things do we know about prophets that are alike? Well, some prophets had helpers. Did you know that? Like, for instance, Moses, alayhi salam. Who was his helper?
Harun.
Do you know how to say Harun in English? Aaron. In English we say Aaron. Aaron. No, not Heron. Aaron. Just A. Like Harun and Aaron.
Aaron.
All right. Now, what other prophet had a helper? How about Jesus? Jesus had who? Jesus had who for helper? John the Baptist. Right? Yahya. Yahya was the helper for Jesus, and Moses had Harun. Now, some prophets were all by themselves. We know that there was one prophet out of all the thousands and thousands of prophets. When he came, nobody helped him, and nobody followed him. Nobody. Nobody would listen to him. I guess he felt pretty sad, you know. Another prophet, he only had one person who believed and followed him. Only one. Some other prophets had a few. Abraham had many, though. Many people believed about Abraham. They did. But who had more than Abraham? Moses. Many people had followed. Moses had so many. Some people think Jesus had a lot, but actually didn't have very many, not in big numbers. One of the things we know is that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had so many people, yeah? Many people. How many?
About 50 lakh.
Well, I don't know what a lakh is, so I can't help you on that one, but a lot, a bunch. So many people, you probably couldn't have counted them anyway. Right? And I was thinking, okay, we found the similarities, we found some differences, we found what's common in the message, and really the more you think about it is, it would be impossible for so many prophets over so much time, so long of a time, it would be impossible for anybody to make it up. Because why would somebody have an idea way back thousands of years ago, then a few thousand years later somebody else had the same idea, a few hundred years later again, always saying the same thing, confirming the prophets before, talking about the prophets that are coming, and all of them saying there's no God except one God. So, that's a very good proof, isn't it? When you add it together and you think about it, you say, that must be it. They must be real prophets. Now, when the prophets come to the people, they really do look ordinary. I mean, they don't float, you know, off the ground, right? They don't do like magic tricks and all this hoopla stuff. You know, they don't do like that. But they do have miracles. I'll give you an example of miracles, just something for you to think about. Jesus, peace be upon him, had some followers, as we mentioned. And they asked Jesus one time, look, why don't you get God, Allah, to send down a table from heaven? Already has food on it. We can eat it. And Jesus was telling them, what kind of... What, you don't believe? They said, yeah, but, you know, it'd really help our belief more if we had a big table full of food. And then Allah sent down the table. But Jesus warned them, if anybody disbelieves after this, you're going to be in big trouble. And subhanAllah, Allah sent down the table. And here's all the food that they could eat. Amazing? Yeah, for them. But the problem for us, I don't see it, do you? No. But Moses had a stick, turned into a snake, became a stick again. And he used it to smack the water, and the water departed, yes? Hey, but I don't see the stick, do you? No. Some other prophets had signs too. There was a dead man. There's a dead man mentioned who came back to life from one of the prophets. One of the prophets in the Old Testament. But Jesus had it too, you know. But I don't see the dead guy. He's still dead now, isn't he? So it's no proof for me, is it? So what proof do we have? I mean, a real proof. Something that we as human beings today can look at and say, that I can believe in. We have the miracle that came with Muhammad, the Quran. That's one of the many miracles of Muhammad, is the Quran, and we still have it today. It's still in what language?
Arabic.
And people still speak Arabic. Yes, they still do. All over the world you find people speaking Arabic. Anywhere you find Muslims speaking Arabic. Right? Can you say something in Arabic? What can you say in Arabic? Say something in Arabic.
Ma smoking.
Ma ismuk? Ah, you said it for a girl, though. What is your name? Yeah. What can you say in Arabic? Well, I have something real good we can all say in Arabic. And it's in the Quran, and it's in the Bible that Jesus said it to his friends. When Jesus came into the room with his friends, at the same time they were going to have the table business, probably, you know, and he said something to them. And we found it in the Quran too. He was saying, peace. Peace be unto you. This is what we find in today's Bible. This is what we find in the Quran. Peace. Peace be to you. And in the Hebrew, they said, Shalom. Alaikum. And in the Arabic, we say, Walaikum salam. Let's say it all together. Salam alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that brings us to a wind up on our program right now, because we're going to wind down with that. We're going to give a big salam to everybody, and we ask for Allah's peace to be with all of those who seek truth. Ameen.
Allah.
But Him, the living and eternal.